Morning, guys. Welcome back to The Project. This is, Project Jira. It's Rishav here. I feel a little bit out of it. Haven't done, a serious recording. It feels like in a while, even though it's only been 24 hours. You can't tell. This is a relief shelter, once again, for those without a stable place to call home, without those you can call family. And, it's a place where we kind of combine slice of life and a virtual anime kind of reference there. Imaginative, creative works alongside with things that are more, down to earth and grounded, like real life responsibilities and tasks and duties, finance, work, put all together. So IRL plus SOL. Okay. To create this kind of like VR, but authentic sort of thing, where it's an activity, a place where we can share activities together that are fulfilling and so on and so forth. Okay. So that being said, let's just dive into what we have to cover today. Yesterday I did mention that on that recording, again, ironically, it feels like I've been recording for a full week, even though I actually just recorded yesterday. But that's because I've been working on a bunch of methods to convert what I'm doing here over onto into WordPress posts, articles. So we're trying to reach out to a different medium again. So we have the podcasting, we had live streaming at first, then we got video making, podcasting was a recent one, and we still have that. We have to complete that series soon, eventually, over the coming month, most likely when things get settled down. And then right now, just as of the past 36 hours, I've been working on making what content here I produce available over on WordPress. Seeing that there's some potential there to capture audience that actually would be interested in this kind of content, because I know that my stuff is more long form content. It's more focused on the narrative, right? About stories, about the experiences, the relatable personal anecdotes. It's very personal, and people who get invested in that kind of stuff are the ones who I'm seeking out. Because I'm like that myself, right? All right, so that's kind of one of the main announcements is that I just have been spending the past day and a half focused on that. But there is some administrative stuff that I could keep up with, so some physical items worth mentioning, and probably I should do a minor update of the room as well. So halfway through this video, I'll probably turn off the chroma key right now. You can see it's fuzzing out, and I'll give you a little bit of an improvised thought onto this design here, because I recognize that everything's staticky right now. If you can't see on the right hand side, the bags are, because it's tuning out some shades of gray, of green. That's what's happening. Same thing on the side here. It's not intentional, but in keeping with, you can always think of some way to make it work. And in keeping with the theme of, if you can't tell by my logo, it's kind of corrupted, right? It looks like someone who's been broken, but still pushing forward. The story of overcoming adversity. I don't know if you guys, this is kind of a pop culture reference, but back in 5 years ago, 5 to 7 years ago, my little brother, my little sibling, used to listen to a rapper called Logic. Was the underdog. He was the classic. He basically characterized this underdog. Basically, that's what it is. I don't really like necessarily his music anymore. I feel like Logic's his music is not it's a little bit whack, a little bit cringe right now. But before, he was pretty good. I really liked his music back then when my brother introduced me to him. So, but now we're not talking about his music. I'm talking about his personal background. And how he's the underdog and, been through a horrible, horrific life as a kid growing up. And then, he overcame. And a lot of people resonated with that and they supported him. And he worked hard on it. He went on the grind and he earned everything that he was supposed to earn. But it kind of, it shows there's this background of broken, dysfunctional, upbringing, okay, being dealt cards that put you way behind, the starting position on average. Okay, so what's going to happen here is, like, I'd like to capture this. It's a little static, it's a little broken. It fits the brand anyways. Even though there's like some static here, it looks like it's grainy. The chroma keying of green makes it look staticky. I like that kind of feel. Even my own Facebook profile is right now like a very highly glitch effect. Black and white, crystal, northern or borealis lights. So this distorted, warped kind of feel is something very familiar to me. I've almost embraced it as like a friend and personified this characterization. So with that being said, I don't mind actually having things. I'm sorry, guys, you might have to bear with me here with all the staticky stuff, but I'm giving you my perspective as to how you can perceive this, especially for those of you who are resonating. I think everyone's been through some sort of crises and hurdles. And, you know, one of the main ways to cope in the moment, to deal with that situation, is to actually find a way to enjoy it. You have to be careful, though, because you can't enjoy it too much. Otherwise, you end up trying to stay in the loop. It's like wallowing in your sorrow. You don't want to do that. Okay, with that being said, that's just kind of the design that's happening right now. I decided to use the green key. You can't tell my past couple of video podcasts they didn't have the green key on, because, I was like moving everything around. But I recognize that also it did not help with the quality of the videos I was making, because you had this nasty green thing behind me and everything around also doesn't seem to match. It's just kind of messy. All right, we're going to cover physical items, like I said, so why don't we just dive right into it, and then again, second half of the video we're just going to cover in the backdrop. And once again, I want to say very briefly that I'm trying to get back to someone who has left some comments that really resonated with me that I appreciate. Never silent, I hear you, I see you. I know this is going to be like a month to a month and a half, about a month and a half to 2 months in advance. I'm going to try to get back to you as soon as possible in the moment right now. Okay, and then, I did see your channel. I appreciate what you do. You're a caseworker for the people who are undergoing, extreme duress, for lack of better words. And, there are certain things that I feel like we might not agree with on each other. That's sort of what my concern is. I don't know how much I feel towards. Apparently, your focus is the LGBTQ. In my past, I felt that there have been times where I've been very supportive of them, but then I think recently I don't feel in touch with them anymore, because of the direction that they've taken the past decade. It's been so, and then I say they, but it could be just, sorry, right? Maybe it's because it's the very vocal activists who are saying they're LGBTQ, and then they're totally making things out as if they're like, oh, these victims who deserve compensation and stuff like that, and then throwing a fit of outrage politically. And then there's probably the actual LGBTQ community is much more down to earth and grounded, just trying to get by and aren't so vocal and aggressive. And then I would say, okay, maybe that's where I'm trying to distinguish here, because I certainly want to say that I don't know how much I want to support those kind of militant activists who are very self-entitled. I just want to get out of the way. That was I had some thoughts here, and I really like what you're doing, Never Silent. I see your channel, right? Domestic violence, abuse, stuff like that. And I know what you're going after. It's just that I was worried about that. Are we going to be able to properly connect? I'm not really sure. But that being said, then, for what it's worth, you don't seem like to be. If anything, you and the people on your channel seem to be a very down-to-earth peace and seeking recovery as opposed to seeking revenge, right? Very different from the activists. You seem to be someone who's just trying to support people instead of trying to bring society down. And so if that's the case, then I think we'll get along just fine. And I wouldn't mind having, myself on your podcast or your video feature. So I had to get back to him or her. I haven't yet because it's been just so busy, so hectic. Okay. I know, again, this is like way like a month and a half. All right, so 10 minutes in. Let's try to cover everything within 5 minutes here physically. Some new purchases yesterday. But you know what? Let's cover some stuff that we need to cover before the new purchases that are also object related. Okay. I'm going to turn off the chroma key at this point because it's going to be very difficult for you guys to see and make out what is here. Okay, chroma key goes off. Nice. So again, this is how the room's looking like, and we'll get, you can see actually already that there's some stuff that's already gone. Oh, over here, here. Yeah, okay, it's already gone. There's a lot more stuff left to go, but there's even stuff here that moved away on the side, you can't see it. All right. So this is an envelope package with a bunch of stuff inside. There's like some old volunteer stuff, some old envelopes, as well as some like GMP, General Manufacturing Practices. You can't see it. I can see the glare here. It's too high for you guys. And then the back here is just like a, so a Dollarama $1.50. Holy shoot. Things are so cheap back then. $1.25. Craft Studio Post brand craft envelopes. Six. Okay. And you know, I've had this for like almost a decade now. Honestly, I haven't used most of it. It's pretty tattered. Probably couldn't use it to send out anyways. I just use it as a platform, to be honest. Right now, it's like I was sitting down on some chia seeds and that's kind of gross. Basically, I'm sitting on a backbench right now. Okay, backbench. You can see, well, if I just move to the side, you can see like a bench behind the green screen right here. Okay. And I tend to, obviously, you know, when you get back from going outside, which is every day I go outside, almost every day. You know, you switch, you change your clothes, you undress, and then you put on your own clothes or like pajamas or whatever. I don't have pajamas. Basically, I just put on my next. I put on a pair of clean clothing, right? Because you've been outside on transit. And so right now, I've just been using this to sit on the bench because I don't want to put my dirty ass pants. Sometimes I don't change because I just come back and I'm either exhausted or. Sometimes I'm just exhausted or something like that. I can't remember what the exact specific reason I come back. So then maybe I just want to jump into video right away, for example. I don't know why this ended up happening, but I end up putting this on the seat of the bench and then sitting on this instead if I have my dirty pants on from the outside. So it's not really dirty, you know, it's just been outdoors. Especially if you're sitting on transit, you know, I just don't want to carry it over. Yeah, that's a very general makeshift thing. I can't believe I actually had to cover that. But there's some more important stuff here. So why don't we go ahead and cover that instead in the meantime. On the note of like lighthearted stuff, like you know, I have a paper napkin from Taco Bell. Ate some Taco Bell yesterday. Symbolic of what? Like burritos, like chili cheese burritos and beef taco. Also, a what? Chocolate milk. Serves for about $9. All right. So, and you know, again, that stuff's not really healthy for you. It's just something I ate when I was at the shopping mall. But it had a lot of protein. It had way too much sodium, probably way too much saturated fat, and didn't have any fiber. So it's like pretty bad. Anyways, that's that. But I was able to douse it, by the way, with a bunch of oregano and basil. And black pepper, oregano, basil, thyme, and black pepper. So it added a lot of herbs, a lot of its own fiber from my luggage bag that have all sorts of herbs. Okay, so next. It sounds kind of off. My luggage bag has herbs. You mean weed? Okay, no. So what we have here is some stuff we really have to urgently cover, right? So I talked about the Coleman matches for a while now. I couldn't find a place to put it. I finally found a place. Everything else has been stored away on, has been attached, sorry, onto the new uniform. The badge for the hospital, the, what else? The badge for the hospital, the flashlight, the key links, the war amps, key lost storage finding. So this one is a Coleman waterproof matches. And I couldn't find a place for this. So now I put them into, I decided now to put these over into what, the back pocket? Give me a second here. Right, the first aid kit. So there's a first aid kit, and this is a little bit of a reach, because I don't know if I want to do this. If anything, I try not to place this, you know, a pair of matches with something that's going to be incredibly valuable. But I can't really see anywhere that's more appropriate than to put this inside the first aid kit. I don't want it to combust, right? That's why I'm a little bit wary about that. But the thing is, the first aid kit also is like red and black and carries all the survival stuff. So this is red and black, carries all that kind of survival oriented stuff, right? For lighting a fire in the middle of the woods or whatever. So keeping yourself warm. Let's go there. Next, two more important things as well. We finally got the Seagate. I talked about this like probably about, by the time this video is released, it'll be like 2 weeks ago. But I wanted to get to my brother, talk to my sibling, and then ask him, you know, listen, I loaned it to you, my 4 terabyte Seagate drive, and I need it back because I'm gonna go, right? I'm leaving this. Can't stand it anymore. All the drama, all the nonsense, all the screaming, all the shouting, all the